children from the earth. It goes to the limit that the Pope will ask, Michelangelo, why are you drawing naked? He said, because God created it naked. I don't know. They were shocked because the beauty wanted to come out and found Michelangelo. Remember, we firmly believe that the universe is alive. We don't say this. We don't think that a dead creature could contain some living parts. Life is in general that, and that's we, and we want to participate that we. Therefore, to me, what are you to me? Oh brother, you are your part. The rest is bone and flesh. Your bone and flesh, talk to your family doctor. But to me, you are the thought. Because that thought is a part of we. That's what we are looking for. And he said, you know what? You want to know where you are? Huh? It's simple. This universe will categorize. Somehow, it masterfully brings the similars together. Why? How we discovered one of the main principles of this hidden treasure is attraction. That magical stuff. So, the attraction is in work and will make us change. Look around you, join the beautiful one, because beauty comes to the beautiful one. Really, the beauty of the four seasons of Vivaldi goes to whom? Goes to the seeker, that they look around and they want something enchanted, natural, to let their spirit experience all the memories and things in a very special way. That's what the music is. We work in it, knowing that there is this Antonino Vivaldi who lived there and made this music is good. But it's good for nothing if it's not in practice. It could be written on a piece of paper, so what? Knowledge is not it. Practice is it. Then he added to it something very clear. He said, we believe in a vision, a special eye, and we believe that the master has a different way of looking. We'll see everything. And these masters, they are telling us a secret, and that's a very big secret, you should understand. They say the opposites are together. They say this side and the other side of the coin are bonded together the best they could. So, whenever we talk about negatives, do not forget we're talking about the positive. That negative, to us, is not something that exists. It's the empty place of the good stuff. The good stuff is not there yet. Everything is good. At the end, nothing is wrong in this universe. Everything is lovely. You should learn to love. And go back to the rule. The rule was, whatever you think has a very special place. I am the truth. Mr. Edward Mansour says that, oh, we bow to it. When Pharaoh talks like that, we swear at it. Because he has the right to say it and the other one doesn't. That's what it is. Oh, this is what it is, and I hope one day somewhere it will sink in some of your minds. As a spiritual duty, I will point it at you, even when you are not there yet, to remember in book 3, the major stuff in book 6. At the end of all these arguments, one of the main things that Rumi will insist is something which is missing in your mind, something which is missing from intelligence. Intelligence is not made to have that. So there is one question you should have in your mind and ask yourself constantly, but you don't have it. And your brain, your intelligence doesn't question that, and that's the source of a lot of confusions, dissatisfaction, and unhappiness. Is there a thing, such a thing? Do you think it could be? Can I show you something that you don't have in your brain, and that's the source of a lot of disappointments in your life? The brain is not made for that. It's a very simple intelligence stuff. Are you ready? These are the tricks of trying to have your attention. Do I have your attention? You know what you never ask in your mind from yourself, and no animal does? When you wish something, you never ask, do I deserve that? Is it funny, or it's painfully funny? Intelligence simply is not made for that. Intelligence doesn't have time for that. To stop and think that, okay, do I deserve this new grass or not? Or do I deserve this new rainy water to drink? It's not made for that. But you are, because you could first. Second, you're asking for the things that just ask it. Your life doesn't depend on it, because the animal will ask about only this, right? The animal doesn't ask for some excitement. Let's be different. This is here. Do I deserve it? It's not here. And that's the source of a lot of disappointment. This is book six, at the end. Here, the start is that. It says, yes, you wanna say the spell? You have to deserve it. You have to be prepared. You have to have the clean mouth to say the spell. Then, when I said, listen, do not forget that the spirit is in prison, is in here. That beautiful falcon we're talking about, that beautiful falcon is in here, and in here the master is that lady housekeeper. That lady who will transform this falcon to a neutral chicken, a hen. And that is not the problem. The problem is that she believes that she is doing right. She believes that I'm taking care of the animal. Everybody claims that I'm trying my best to think. I'm saying that is not the thinking you're doing. I'm trying to be in control. That's not the feeling to be in control. So he explained all of that. Then he came to my favorite story. He said, listen, your doing is not that much. We always think about the gift which is coming, because we are dealing with a very special universe. We are not dealing with an accidental universe that accidentally could give me something, or accidentally could forget me and all that. There is no nonsense like that. I believe that this universe brought me here in purpose and working in me and communicating with me. And I have to deal with this. Okay. And what is this universe like? A very graceful giver. Because I have received everything. I have received everything from this universe. Let's say I'm that exceptional. Wishful thinking. Let's say I'm Mozart. Okay? Even if I'm Mozart, why do I have this capability of doing this? Because it's given to me. It's all the gift. It doesn't make me someone who cheated and I need more and I have to prove something will work. Everything is given to me, the gift, right? And that best part of it, the most beautiful part of it, which is love, the real gift will be given to you. But this giving stuff depends on something. That's the cry of an innocent boy in you. The boy who is selling the sweet. The boy who is simple. How old is the boy? Do you remember? He's 6 years old. He's standing here. He will stand here right from the beginning when I start any class. I will represent him. There is a 6 year old boy here. The cry of that boy. Because of what? What was the worry of the boy? This part you were here. What is it? The boy is crying because of what? No. Make it clear because it's very, very simple and clear. Responsibility. He said the halwa is not mine. This is my duty to give you the halwa. I'm not talking about me. The master will kick me. Because they know when they give it to you that it's not theirs. It comes from a very special place. Therefore, the suspicious people will not understand it. You remember the fellows around, the people around the sheikh were good people or bad people? Come on, these are the supporters of the sheikh activity. These are the people who lent money to sheikh. These are normal good people. But they are a little bit suspicious. I remember we talked about something. There are things that we talk about, and my goodness, I don't know how to really force it in. There is an idea which doesn't go in here because we resist it in a way. I'm trying to say honesty. Honesty is the magical stuff here, because here the illusion of mixture will be brought in by the brain. Intelligence, defense is always, I'm not that bad. It's not that bad. Sometimes even we say, why not? Because intelligence knows that you could bargain, right? In our field, no bargain. Whatsoever. We don't write it down 79.99 cents. We write down 200. Yeah. Not even 78. We put down a short number over there because either you're in love or not, you cannot be 99.99.999% in love. There is no negotiable stuff here because we're talking about that tender quality which will disappear by one simple stuff. Imagine one simple noise could ruin all the symphony, because it could be ruined as simple as a glass of wine. You spit in it, it's not a glass of wine anymore. It's not. You cannot say it was one little spit. That's what it is. So, after explaining all of this, Rumi said, remember that little child, that innocent one in you, which is responsible, that's the thing that you should think of. Oh brother, that young boy is your eyes, and you will be successful if you take care of that one.